Okay, I think we're recording. This is Josephine Shea interviewing David Holzapfel at the Artist's Home and Studio in Marlborough, Vermont on the 26th of January for the Archives of American Art. This is disc number one. We begin these things quite traditionally with when and where were you born?
I was born on March 10th in 1950 and in a hospital in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Ah, New Jersey. And oldest? Oh,
I'm the middle.
Michelle mentioned. Both of you are middle children.
We're middle children. I have an older brother and a younger sister.
And did your parents stay in New Jersey, and what brought them to Elizabethtown, New Jersey?
Well, my dad worked for, at the time, Esso, and he was, I guess, stationed there. I mean, we didn't live in Elizabeth for very long. Then we moved to Florham Park, which is all I really remember. I don't remember Elizabeth at all. And in Florham Park, he, at that point, was commuting into Manhattan to the Esso office buildings there. So that, you know, we lived in the, what really was the country. It was wooded, and now I think it's pretty much all built up. But at the time, it was woods, and so he would commute into the city. And we stayed in Florham Park till I was about 12. Then we moved to Massachusetts. He got transferred to a Gilbarco. They make gasoline pumps, and they had a plant in outside of Springfield, Massachusetts. So, and we lived in Longmeadow, Massachusetts. I lived there with them for 3 years. We moved then to Greensboro, North Carolina.
That must have been a big change.
That was a big change. That was a big change. The Northeast, I mean, the Mid-Atlantic to the Northeast was easy, but North Carolina was, that was a different world. Especially then, there was the middle 60s, and Greensboro was an interesting place at that time. That probably still is, but we lived there for only a year. It was my junior year of high school. And then my father was offered a job as in sales in Italy. And so at the end of my junior year of high school, we moved to Rome.
Not a bad place to move.
It was a great place. Yeah, and Greensboro was a good place to move from.
I'm assuming, I mean, traditionally, did your mother work at all? And what was her kind of educational background?
She graduated from high school. She was a homemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was a very traditional 1950s family. Of the dad went off to work in the morning, and the mom took care of the house and the kids.
And was he actually an engineer or in sales, or?
Well, he was an interesting guy. He started off, and at the time that we lived in Elizabeth, I think by that point had moved into sales. He started off working as a garage mechanic with Esso. And over the course of his life, he was a smart guy, but again, I mean, he had a high school education. He did take some college courses later. I guess we were in Longmeadow when he did that, maybe earlier, anyway. And he worked his way up to being head of sales in Italy for several years. So he was a hard-working guy. But he started off on the bottom rung, mm-hmm. and worked his way to an executive position.
And were either of you